How's it going? You guys doing good? Yeah? Hi, guys. Hi, girls. Hi. Oh, you guys are way more awake. I talked to some guys this morning, and they're just asleep. Like, the guys I think are actually asleep. Yeah. Yeah. Dylan's awake. All right. Got offering done. Thank you, offering volunteers. All right. Who is at the M&A conference? Yes, dude, it was amazing. It was really cool. Next year when we have that conference, I hope every single person in Omaha comes because it was so awesome. It was just so cool. But can I get serious with you guys for a second? I'll be really serious with you guys. Worship right now that we just did really broke my heart. Because, I'm serious, guys. God wanted to show up in a big way. He really wanted to encounter you guys. And girls, I'm not talking so much to you, but guys, like, you missed it. I'm serious, like, that broke my heart. You guys missed it. God wanted to be there. He wanted to encounter you. He's reaching down to you guys. And can you believe that the God that created us wanted to reach down to us and talk to us, and we rejected him? How do you think that makes God feel, guys? So I just want you guys to know, like, when we're in worship, take it seriously. There's people that are dying to know God, and you guys come in here, and you reject him. That's tough, guys. Guys, that's really tough for me to see, because it's not like I'm your junior high director and I just want to yell at you. Like, it seriously broke my heart, because God was like, here's my love. And you guys were like, that's not cool. Worship's not cool. I don't want that. And that's rough, guys. Do you guys know that? Do you guys know the calamity of that? Do you guys know how much God loves you? I'm really starting to wonder if you guys know how much God loves you. Our series right now is No Love. Guys, I'm sorry that I broke down, but I don't think you guys know how much God loves you. I don't think you guys know how much God loves you. Because if you knew how much God loves you, you would think about Jesus, our Savior, and you'd be like, man, thank you, God, I'm going to worship. God, you would think, God, thank you that Jesus died for me once and it's enough for every single day. And I thought it was really cool at the conference. He said, if God never answered another one of your prayers, is he still worthy of your worship? Is he still worthy of your praise? Is he still worthy of your attention? I think if God never answered a single prayer ever again, I'll be like, thank you, God, that you created me. Because even though you don't answer my prayers, you created me. And that's enough for me to know that you love me. I'm standing here right now. And that's only because of God's love. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I just had to be real with you. I think you guys really missed it. And it's not about the band. It's not about the setup we did. It's not about the practice we did. It's that we wanted to set up an opportunity for you guys to see how much God loves you. And I really don't want you guys to miss that. Because if you don't know how much God loves you, how are you supposed to tell someone that? How are you supposed to tell someone how much God loves them if you don't know how much God loves you? So I just want to take a second and pray. And I really want you guys to reflect for a second about how much God loves you. I'm talking to every single one of you, Travis, Nolan, Zeb, Gabe, Toby, sorry, I'm blanking, Levi, what, I'm not calling you out, I'm just saying, God loves you guys. Let's see, Grace, Mercy, Anne, Hallie, Shelby, guys, sorry, I'm blanking on names, it's rough, but I want to take a second to reflect on how much God loves you. Will you guys pray with me and just really reflect for a second about how much God loves you? Because it's overwhelming. God, you love us so much. God, you are so loving that you created us and you're willing to answer our prayers. You created us, you're willing, God, to pour out experience and worship. You're willing, God, to come meet us here, God. And we reject you every day, but you bring your love every day. And God, we just need to think about how much you love us right now. God, it's unbearable how much you love us. God, we don't deserve it. There's nothing we do. There's nothing we can do to deserve it. And God, you still give it anyway. So God, thank you. Can we just take a second, be quiet. Just listen to God. Just spend a second with God. God, you are so good. You love us so much. We're not worthy of it, but you love us anyway. Thank you, God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sorry, guys. I did not want to do that, but That really broke my heart. I'm sorry. So, okay. What series are we doing now? No love. So, no love. God can be described in a lot of words, but I think love is probably one of the best words. So right now, just give yourself a hug. Give yourself a hug. That's from God. God loves you. Just give yourself a hug. Yeah. That's from God. So here's our verse for no love. 1 John 4:8. Clear the background. Thank you. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And you're like, whoa, whoever does not love does not know God. So if you think about it, you think about someone, maybe they go to church and you're like, man, they just love a lot. And that's because they just know God a lot. And that's just because God has loved them. And so they love others. So whoever does not love, does not know God. So I want you guys to think for a second. Think about someone, and you're like, man, they're just not loving. They're just mean. And then maybe you think, okay, why are they mean? Maybe they don't have love. Why don't they have love? Maybe they don't know God. So if you think about it, knowing love means knowing God, because God is love. God is love. So if you're taking notes, write that down. 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. If you spend time with God, if you talk to God, if you read your Bible, you're going to see God's love all over the place. Just love, 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 love. Just all over the place. And honestly, like, there'd be no love on this earth if it wasn't for God. So God loves us so much. I was talking about that earlier, but God just loves us so much. He just loves us so much. And God spoke a word over Emanate at the conference. And it was this. Can you put it on the screen? We can't stay here. We can't stay here. And that doesn't mean like we're kicking you out of Emanate. Like, sorry, guys, you can't stay here. You got to go somewhere else. We're not kicking you guys out of Emanate. We're saying, if God's going to give us some love, we got to give some love to other people, right? I think here's what God did. I think God was like, all right, Emanate, here we go. You're asking for it. Let me give you some love. And so God gives some love to Emanate, and then he drops the mic. He's like, what you gonna do now? Huh? I gave you love. What you gonna do with it? What are you gonna do with it? Where are you gonna take it? What you gonna do with it? It's the ball's in your court. Toby just hugged his neighbor. Thank you. That's awesome. But God is kind of like, all right, your move now, Emanate. You're up. I gave you my love. What you gonna do? And so guys, that's where we're at right now. We can't stay here. So if I say that to you, what do you think about? You think about, we can't stay here, so maybe something's got to change. Maybe I gotta change how I treat people. Maybe I got to change. I want to love someone every day. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, even as the youth staff here at the church, we're challenging ourselves with this. Because it doesn't matter how much you know God. When God says you can't stay here, you got to get moving. You got to go do something. You got to make sure that your school knows who God is. And homeschoolers, I like what Jeff said. Wait, was it Jeff? Yeah. Jeff called out homeschoolers. He was like, you guys have so many more opportunities than public schoolers. You're like, what? But I know Olivia's brother Terrence literally has all the time in the world. Like, that dude could literally, like, do neighborhood outreach every day. Like, he could literally be going to the next door neighbor, like, bored. He could do whatever he wants. So homeschoolers, you guys can make a difference. I want to break down that wall. You guys can make a difference. Who's my homeschoolers? I think you guys are going to make the public schoolers look bad. You're going to make the public schoolers look bad, because you're going to be like, I talked to like 37 people last week and it was so cool. And the public schoolers will be like, I saw like a million people last week and I didn't talk to any of them. And so homeschoolers, show them up. Show them what's up. Homeschoolers represent. Public schoolers, if I say we can't stay here, I want you to start thinking about, okay, I'm going to pick a class. I'm going to pick a class, and that class is going to know Jesus, right? Or maybe you pick a friend, or you pick a teacher. Pick a teacher. And remember, if you're like seeing someone and you're like, man, like, they're just angry all the time, they just need love. They honestly just need love. Maybe someone who's annoyed all the time, they're always like, oh, you're always annoying me. And it's like, just give them some love. They'll come around. So we can't stay here. So really, I want you guys to be thinking about that. What can I do differently? I'm even thinking about what I can do differently. So that means we got to start telling people about God. We got to invite them to church. We got to pray for them. But honestly, We just need to love people. God was like, here's my love. Now, on Monday, what you going to do with it? On Thursday, what you going to do with it? What are you going to do with God's love? And I think for a lot of us, this is what happens. Someone gets up on stage. I'm like, Aaron, invite your friends at church. And then we get like this. Can you pull up that meme, SpongeBob? We got like, I got to invite people to church. And like, I'm like, Grace, invite people to church. And you're like, and you know, like, so I think a lot of times we start to get scared about like, what's going to happen? So like, so you're in class and God is like, Will, pray for your classmate. And you're like, oh, you're like, oh, I can't pray. And so you start to freak out. You're like, what am I going to do? Okay. I was at McDonald's and I was like, well, first of all, I was like, just getting my cheeseburger, okay? You know I love cheeseburgers. I was just getting my cheeseburger. I was going to go fill up my Coke, and I saw this guy. And he was way older than me, and he was busy, and it's McDonald's. And so I was like, I was like, no, God, I'm just going to get my Coke. God, I'm just going to get my Coke, because God was like, pray for him. I was like, oh. So I was like, I'm just going to get my Coke. And so I walk by, and I get my Coke, and I look at him. And I look at my Coke, and I look at him, and I'm like, he's not going anywhere. I got to pray for him. And so I went up, and I asked if I could pray for him. And he's like, sit down. And he just laid out his life. And I was like, oh, again, because he just laid out his life. He just told me everything. He's like, here's what I want God to do in my life. Can you pray for this? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I just wanted my Coke, but God knows. You know, like, so God, you guys, God has a plan. And even though you might go, oh, caveman SpongeBob, I don't care. God wants to speak through you. This dude was 40 years older than me. This dude was working. It was McDonald's. But you know the factor that I missed? God. I missed the God factor. I missed that God was in that McDonald's. God was in me. God already had a plan for that conversation. All I had to do was be like, yes, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go talk to that guy. I didn't even know what to pray for. He laid it all out for me. He made it clear. So fear is going to try to stop you guys. Fear is going to try to stop you guys. So maybe when we gave you guys those 5 conference invites, if I said right now, like, think about a person to invite to the conference, you're already thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen if I give it to Becky? Like, Becky might reject it. And then if I give it to Aaron, like, what if he says no? Or what if he throws it in the trash? And you're already thinking about a million reasons why you might get rejected, or why they might not like it. But I think we already miss that first reason. God. I think we miss that God's love is bigger and greater than all the possible rejections, all the possible things that can go wrong, every single thing that can go wrong. You can step in gum, doesn't matter, God's going to move. That person could rip up your invite, doesn't matter, God's going to move. That person could say, no, I don't want to go, doesn't matter, God's going to move. And let me tell you guys something. If you got rejected 9,999,999 times, but one person got to heaven, isn't it worth it? If you got rejected so many times, you like hand out, you're just throwing invites, but then one person comes to the conference and their life has changed, isn't it worth it? So all I'm asking you guys is this. Don't let fear do the talking. Let God do the talking. Can you write that down for me? Don't let fear do the talking. Let God do the talking. Because when you start to go caveman SpongeBob, you're thinking about all the things that could go wrong. You think about all the fears. You think about all the things that people might say. You think that your friends might judge you. But all I'm going to say is this. Let God do the talking. Honestly, like, I didn't think that that old guy at McDonald's was going to listen to me. I thought he was just like me, just trying to get his cheeseburger. But God had a plan. God wanted to talk to him. And if I let my fear talk, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to get my cheeseburger and I'm going to leave. There's so many opportunities. So let me tell you guys this. What if I told you that God already has a list of people he wants you to reach this year? What if I told you that for 2018 through 2019 school year, God has a list of people he wants you to talk to, pray for, bring to church, a whole list. That, like, way more than one. He has a whole list for each of you. And maybe for some of you, you start to freak out. You're like, I can't do a list. I can't even get one. But if you let God do the talking, he's like, all right, for this one, I'm going to pray through you. Don't even worry. For this one, I'm going to heal him. Don't even worry. For this one, I'm bringing him to church. Don't even worry. So don't let fear do the talking. So when Monday, when tomorrow rolls around and you're thinking, I need to invite someone to church this week. I just need to bring God's name up in a conversation. You're going to think about 9,999,000, blah, 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 blah. You're going to think about a million reasons why that could go wrong. But I just need you to think about one thing. God can use you. Junior high, God can use you. You guys are not too young. I've seen God use like infants. Like I've seen God use like really young people. And so you guys are 12, 13, 14. Man, you guys are way older than like a toddler. And if God can move through a toddler, then God can move four times better than that in you, right? Because you know how to speak. You know how to walk. You have a school you go to. You got homeschool where you're like, all right, mom, I'm done with schoolwork. I'm going to go out to my neighborhood and outreach, right? You guys have opportunities. You guys, oh my gosh. What's this? This is so many opportunities. I like what Jeff did at the conference. He said, just text a friend. I'm praying for you. Do you know how many people's lives were changed through a sentence? I'm praying for you. Of course they prayed. But imagine if you prayed and you said, all right, God, my contacts are yours. Pick a contact. And he's like, all right, pick Becky. You're like, okay, ugh, I don't talk to Becky very often. But then you pick Becky. You text Becky. Becky's like, man, I was looking for God. And all you had to do was text Becky. All you had to do was tell her that you're praying for her. All you had to do is give her an encouraging word, and that might change her life. Guys, I've seen God move in crazy places. On video games, in high school, well, not in high school, but early college, I would just, online, I'd be like, God can't move in this video game. And then all of a sudden, this person's like, hey, I'm thinking about suicide. I'm like, here I'm typing, like, how much Jesus loves them. And I, like, they get saved through the internet. And I'm like, what? So you're not telling me that someone you go to school with every day, someone you see every day, someone that lives next door to you, someone that sits next to you, someone that you see a lot, you're not telling me God can't move through them in you. You're not telling me God can't use you in that. Because if you're telling me that God can't move in you, you're letting the fear do the talking. You're letting the fear do the talking. So can I ask you guys something? Can you guys let God do the talking? I have one more verse I want to show you guys. 2 Timothy 1:7. You're going to be like, oh, I've heard this verse before. I don't care. This verse matters. Okay, so God said, God knew that we're going to be a bunch of chickens. God knew we're going to be like, but God. And so he's like, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline, self-control. So God gives us power. God gives us love. Give yourself a hug. And then God gives us self-discipline. All right. So God does not make. Okay. So other verses don't say timid. They say fearful. And it doesn't say self-discipline, it says self-control. So God does not make us fearful, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So you're not telling me that if you let God do the talking, that there's not going to be power in that conversation. If you let God do the talking, you're going to love that person like you could never love before. And if that person annoys you, there's self-control. Right there, if that person, you're like, God, that's the most annoying person in my school. And God's like, go get them. And you're like, all right, I got self-control. I got love. I got power. I got the power. And you just like go up to them and you're like, you know what? Jesus loves you. You know, and they're like, oh, I felt some power. And you're like, that's the Holy Spirit. And so let the Holy Spirit use you guys. Let the Holy Spirit use you guys. Junior high, let the Holy Spirit use you. Okay? Because come on, guys, you guys are not too young. I wish that I would have known about this or let God use me in junior high, because I'm thinking about all the people in my school that I could have given power and love and self-control to, and I could have given them God's love, and I could have told them how great Jesus is and how many people's lives I could have changed. But I was like this negative Nelly in my school. I was the person that needed this. I was the person that needed this. So if you guys let God do the talking, he gives you power, love, and self-control, not fear. So if you're thinking, man, like, I'm not equipped. God's equipped. He's going to give you power. Like, I mean, wow. He's going to give you love. I mean, we all lack in love for some people. For some people, it's just like, they're just hard to love. And it's like, God's like, I got all the love. It's not your love. I got all the love. And then self-control, man, we all need that. Because in a conversation, someone's talking to you, you're like, I'm just trying to tell them about Jesus, but they just keep talking about Dragon Ball Z. And I just, stop talking about Dragon Ball Z. I'm just trying to talk about Jesus. And God's like, self-control. Give them some love. Give them some love. They'll come around. All right? So would you guys please let God do the talking and don't let fear do the talking? So this is my final question. What, we all got one, what's your big fear? What's that one big fear that keeps you from talking to people, from praying to people? If I told you, just think right now, if I said, go pray for someone across the room right now, what fear holds you back? If I said tomorrow at your school, first period, I don't know what you guys' schools look like, first thing of the day, I want you to go, I want you to tell someone about Jesus, what comes to your mind? What holds you back? Is it yourself? Is it your classmates? Is it what people might say? Maybe they won't think my shoes are cool enough. Maybe, I don't know, maybe, what if they say something annoying? It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You know what matters? God's love matters. I don't want you guys to miss that. I don't want you guys to miss that. God's love matters. And you're going to realize, guys, I've had a lot of rough conversations when it was me talking. But when God talks, man, that's when I have conversations. I'm like, after the conversation, someone's like, you said something really profound. And I was like, did I? Like, I don't remember anything I said. It was God. So if you let God talk through you, you're going to be talking like someone who literally like just knows God, just knows love. Love's just going to pour out of you. Okay. But if you let fear talking, then you're just going to be like, man, I can't reach them. Nope. Can't reach them. Nope. Nah, I can't reach anybody. You know what? I'm just going to stay in Emanate. I'm too afraid. Too scared. But then God is like, God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Let God do the talking. How much time we got? Okay, let's break up into small groups after I pray. I want you guys to get real. What you scared of? What you afraid of? And what are you going to do to let God do the talking? All right, let me pray real quick. God, thank you so much, God, that you give us power, love, and self-control. God, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to hide. God, we need to go and give out your love. God, we need to be the voice, God, that's speaking for our school and speaking life into our school, God. The voice, God, that is coming to the schools and the neighborhoods, God, and saying, God's love is here for you. And God, I pray that these students, God, would not be afraid, God, but think about what, God, what do you want to speak through them? What do you want to do, God? I don't care, God, if we get rejected a million times. If we get one person to heaven, God, it's all worth it. It all becomes worth it. So, God, I pray that we would know, God, that it's worth it to give out your love. And, God, I pray that you'd help us to overcome our fears. Our fears are not bigger than you, God. You are bigger. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.